This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm David Byrd. President Joe Biden welcomed German Chancellor Angela Merkel to the White House in her last official visit before elections in September. We get more from AP's Jackie Quinn.
It was the final meeting at the White House between outgoing German Chancellor Angela Merkel and a U.S. president.
Chancellor Merkel has been here frequently over the past 16 years. Matter of fact, she knows the Oval Office as well as I do.
They discussed concerns about a Russia to Germany pipeline, the spread of COVID and U.S. travel limitations on Europeans, while Merkel also lamented the flooding in her country that's killed dozens.
Flooded, devastating rivers.
President Biden was asked how confident he is that Congress will pass his infrastructure and domestic spending plan.
I'm supremely confident that everything's going to work out perfectly.
Also asked about U.S. Marines being sent to Haiti, Biden says that's only to secure the U.S. embassy. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
Pfizer and two subsidiaries have agreed to pay $345 million under a proposed settlement to resolve lawsuits over EpiPen price hikes. AP's Ed Donahue reports.
The litigation goes back 5 years when lawsuits were filed alleging anti-competitive conduct. EpiPens are auto-injectable devices that are used for emergency treatment of a life-threatening allergic reaction. In 2007, an EpiPen package cost about $100. Today, it costs more than $650 without pharmacy coupons or discounts. A Pfizer spokesperson denied any wrongdoing in an email to KCUR Radio, adding, "This turns the focus on breakthroughs that change patients' lives." I'm Ed Donahue,